Proclamation number 0954 of 8th of June, 1939. Watch and pray. Temptations. Watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. You should always remember these words because you are in constant danger that your soul will be damaged through spiritual lukewarmness. Always being alert protects you from sudden attacks by the adversary. He will always find you prepared for battle if you pray, and it will not be easy for him to attack you. For all evil in the world comes from him. He seeks to sow the evil seeds into the hearts of men. He puts all desire into them, and where man is not careful and forgets to pray, there the adversary will find good ground, i.e., attention will only be paid readily to what stimulates human senses. And so such people will always succumb to the temptations because they lack the strength to defend themselves against the attacks of the enemy. And yet such great assistance is available to you. You may only want it and the Lord assures you of His help. Watch and pray. Recognize with a clear spirit how you can escape all temptations if you turn your heart towards the Divine Savior and call upon Him for help. Just don't rely on the earthly help offered to you. Don't try to find a substitute for the pure divine teaching there. And pray there again so that the Lord will bless you in your work on earth. But also consider how valuable it is to be spiritually awake and how every day should therefore be used to increase spiritual wealth. Consider that precisely people's indifference has brought about such immense misery. And the adversary has an easy game if he is not seriously resisted. And therefore his greatest endeavor is to put people in a state of fatigue. If the human beings will now give way, then very soon everything divine in the human being will no longer be able to assert himself, and the end will be his complete apostasy from God and a constant decline in spiritual knowledge. And thus always follow our advice not to put yourself in such danger under any circumstances, whereas you have the best means in your hand to come closer to the Father in heaven by only ever again commending yourself to the Father in heaven in heartfelt prayer and gladly and joyfully submitting to His will. Then you will very soon master the danger that lies in wait for you, and through prayer you will also be fully strengthened in the fight against the power that is hostile to God. A person can very well avoid all hostilities if only he recognizes them as such. The more alert you are to all events around you, the sooner you will be able to avoid them and the temptations will not approach you like this. Therefore watch and pray. And the Lord will reward your zeal and not let you be harmed in body and soul. Amen.